sycamores around here?
Sycamore, yeah. Well, not often. No, you all ever see a sycamore tree. I can't think now where. It's some around. But I can't think now where they skate, the sycamore trees. The office skates. You don't see them like you do on account of so many places been cleared up. You take most of the old homes, it would be some sycamore trees around those old homes, you know. We'd take practically all the old home. Now you take that on this highway out here. It's an old place there. Where I telling you about the chickens.
Right.
That
got killed.
Yeah, got killed. Now, that's an old place, you know. They ain't cleared it up in there. Nothing. There's bushes and stuff in there. It got several sycamore trees in there. But that's about the only place I can remember. I'm pretty sure it's a few more around, you know. But you take the new places built up, and no sycamore trees on the places then, you know. You take the old folks, they would plant those sycamore trees. But you take new houses and things, now you don't see no sycamore trees around.
They're kind of messy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're messy, all right. I got one out here, what you would call a red oak, I think. It's just about as messy as a sycamore tree. I've been intending to take it down, but it's so close to the light line till I don't want to take it down. It's just about as messy as a sycamore tree.
Is there any kind of bush around here that you call a sumac or shumac or something like that? Got red berries on it?
Yep, but it comes during Christmas then?
Good.
I can't remember.
Not sure about that?
Uh-uh.
It might not grow around here. People have told me that old timers could use the berries for tanning leather. Stuff like that, really.
It's a berry that, is this the hoax-selling?
People eat that?
They eat it if it's young. They eat it when it's young, but they had berries on it. They use the berries to dye stuff with, you know.
To dye stuff
with? Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Hoax-selling.
I see.
They have to come up and have berries on. I don't never see none now. No folks out.
They used to go around here?
Yeah. Yeah. Plentiful. They would take that stuff and dye. You could take the berries, you know.
Uh-huh.
And dye stuff with it. Dye anything you want to dye with those berries. It's red berries. Grow about the biggest rubber in a pencil, you know.
Uh-huh.
Poke salad. Call it.
You have this stuff, you know, if you get into it, it'll make your skin break out like crazy.
Mina Boris told me that stuff the other day. That's poison oak.
Poison
oak.
You allergic to that?
Mm-mm.
Really? Mm-mm.
Don't bother me.
I'll break out if I walk near it.
You will. Don't bother me.
Well, some people just more sensitive to it, I reckon.
You know, it's two kind of it. It's the running kind, and then you can get it's just a bush.
Mm-hmm.
But some people say the running kind is the worst, but I ain't never had none of it break out on me.
You're lucky.
I've seen them.
Well, keep you awake at night.
Yeah, I've seen them so full of that stuff, kids, when we was coming up, you know. They get so full of that stuff, man, look just like ants has been all over, you know, just popped out with bumps, just all over. Yeah, that poison open. Bad on some of them, but never did bother me.
Well, talking about stuff that'll make you break out or itch or if it'll hurt you. Do you have, what kind of insects do you have around here that are bad to sting you?
you have what we call a bumblebee, yellow jackets, and a wasp.
Now, the whole
things is bad now. They don't play with you.
They mean business, huh?
They mean business. You take, well, you got several more kind of little insects are stinging break out, but they's about the baddest one, you know. You take that yellow jacket, as we call it. He's small like a, kind of like a honeybee, you know, but he's smaller than a honeybee. But he's rougher than a honeybee, you know, I'm telling you. And we got two kinds of wasps. We got a big wasp, then we got what we call a guinea wasp. A little fella, you know, but he's a wasp.
He stinks too?
Yeah, may eat you up. And a bumblebee. That's a big thing. He big as thumb, you know. A honey, we got them too, but I never have been stung.